Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joe Davis is here. Joe's a great member of our Brain Trust, Director of Public Affairs for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's joined us now quite a few times to talk to us about to help us celebrate Veterans Day. It is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, and we got Joe here to help us celebrate this. Joe Davis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and happy Veterans Day to you and your staff and their families and all your listeners.
Thanks, Joe, and to you, too. I know you're in our nation's capital right now, and this is a big day for you guys, isn't it?
Veterans Day is always a great day. I mean, it's where we get to say thanks to all of our veterans, to everybody, especially their families, too, because they also serve. And, you know, what we have right here, we've got the national commander of the BFW is in the White House right now having breakfast with the president, and he'll be going over to the Arlington National Cemetery for national ceremonies there, and down the hill to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. They'll also lay a wreath on there. Plus, we have Veterans Day activities all over this country and over our 7,000 posts.
Right. Yeah, people are celebrating Veterans Day all over the country in America today, and you're going to be there. You're going to be following the commander around pretty much today at Arlington and at the laying the wreath at the grave of the unknown soldier. Tell us about what some of the things that are going on around the country. Have you got any? Will it be marches? I know a lot of kids are out of school today.
You have breakfasts, you have parades, you have commemorations. I mean, it's just a great day to be alive and to go out there and thank those fellow Americans who basically gave up, you know, to volunteer their service and to sacrifice for the rest of the nation. It's a great day.
I said before you got here, Joe, that Memorial Day is the day we set aside to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans Day is the day we thank those people who we can walk up right to their face and say, thank you for your service on behalf of a grateful nation.
You're absolutely correct there. And, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people mix the two together. But a lot of people don't even recognize the significance of either day. I mean, they just look at it as a three-day weekend.
Yeah, that's troubling to me, and I wonder how many teachers on Friday before when they said, okay, kids, you're not going to be in school Monday because it's Veterans Day, and here's what you need to know about that. I wonder how much of that happened, and I fear that less of that's happening than in the past. What do you think?
I have to agree with you. It all depends on the teacher, and it all depends on the teacher's upbringing as well, because, you know, we have some fantastic teachers out around this country, you know, who want to teach Americanism and American history along with the politics and everything else that goes along with this country. And, you hope they can recognize what it is when somebody else serves and sacrifices for the rest of the nation. You know, you can put us in line with the policemen and the fire people. I mean, you run toward the fire.
One thing I'm proud of, though, these days, Joe, that's different from 30-something years ago, is that we are putting our men and women in the military, we are putting them on a pedestal that they deserve to be on. The recognition that they're getting right now, you see it all the time. People are looking at them and very favorably. They're doing cool things for them when they see them. You know, I've been on planes where we let the military get up and leave early. You know, I've seen all kinds of things like as you have. And Joe, I don't know how long you've been around, but I remember, you know, post Vietnam, when I wore the uniform after Vietnam too, I was a recruiting officer in the reserves for a while. In 74, 75, can you imagine what a what an outcast I was in a lot of parts of the society as a recruiting officer in the reserves?
Jim, I can relate totally. I came in 76.
I took a lot of abuse in those days.
Yeah, you did. I came in 76 and I retired in 2000. And the only thing I can honestly say is I thank the Vietnam generation for what we have today. Because even though they came home and, you know, they were basically slammed wherever they went for either causing the war, for losing the war, and for every other
like every one of us killed a baby or something.
Absolutely. But, you know, I just want to say one thing to the Vietnam generation. Thank you. Welcome home and thank you. Because when I came home from Desert Storm, I got a parade. And I got a parade because of the Vietnam generation. America today is going to give the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans a parade as well once their war ends and they finally come on home.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all because of that generation wasn't welcomed home properly. And they basically said, never again. Never again are we going to diss another generation of service members who are just following orders. I mean, politicians start wars. Politicians end wars.
Yeah.
The serviceman, the warrior, they just go out and do their job.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we accept that, those sentiments on behalf of the millions of people who served during the Vietnam era, and whether they went to Vietnam or not, wearing a uniform in those days was really rough. And you're right; it was as far as I can tell, it's the only generation that received that kind of disrespect from this nation.
Well, I think the problem was, I mean, we were in Vietnam for so long. And, you know, I'll be down at the wall for their 1 o'clock ceremony today. And if you look at the wall, there's 57,000 names on the wall. And roughly 48,000 of those names are combat dead.
Yeah.
Now, you go back to the three bad years, 67, 68, and 69 in Vietnam. We lost 33,000 combat dead
in three years. Yeah.
And that's where American public opinion went south and stayed south.
And
that's where
all the
protests in the streets
and
everything.
All of my friends in that 3 year period.
Well, we had a draft back then.
Yeah.
So if you didn't keep your nose clean, stay in college, and all that other stuff requirements, you were going to get drafted, and had stood a good chance of going to Vietnam. Well, we just finished. Well, we haven't finished yet, but we've just spent a dozen years at war on two fronts without using a draft.
Yeah.
It's all because of the Vietnam generation. Absolutely, they've learned how to disassociate the politics of war from the warrior fighting the war.
Speaking of which. The three that I think of the most, and when I think of that 3 year period you were talking about, Joel Forrester, Joel Mock, and Danny McGee, those are my three, and there were some others, but those are the three that I think of the most, and all three of them died in that 3 year period you were talking about. 20 after the hour, we're going to be right back with Joe Davis. He's Director of Public Affairs, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and we're celebrating veterans today. If you wore the uniform of the United States military, if you trained and prepared to deploy, whether you deployed or not, we're celebrating you, whatever era you were in. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.